Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Mr. Rajagopal, good morning.
Good morning, Tanaka. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself? How are you?
I'm very well.
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for coming on. Listen, once again, we cannot continue, or words fail us, rather, to say all the good things that SPAR have done for the women's game. Congratulations on the nomination and the ultimate winning of this award. Just your thoughts.
Thanks so much. I think, you know, we were really honored to receive the award on Friday evening. And it just, you know, obviously the team back at the office put a lot of work, and obviously our strategy is to support women in sport, and that's been SPAR's strategy for many, many years. And just in the Pretoria region, for what we were nominated, we're very involved in ladies' netball, in the ladies' women's 10-kilometer race, the SPAR ladies' race. And we just believe that applying our investment into that type of sport benefits to us, and is aligned to our group strategy. So we're very excited for the award. We obviously want to put our head to the ground and start thinking about ways in the new year that we can continue to support women in sport. And I think that's what myself and the team at the office will be doing is, okay, so what next now? How can we improve on our year that we just had, and what more can we possibly do?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question, right? It's always, how can we go one more after having achieved all the things that you've achieved? It's been a long time that SPAR's been involved in the women's game. I mean, this is not something that started a year or two ago. It's been a very long journey, and I think in terms of the work in which you've done, that has certainly gone a long way in terms of professionalizing the women's game even further and quicker than it would have without your sponsorship. What was, perhaps you can give us some insights in terms of the goal for SPAR when you got involved in the women's game?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, when we looked at it, we saw a gap, obviously. You know, South Africa, traditionally, the big three sports being cricket, soccer and rugby, being, you know, dominated with sponsorship and investment. And I think we felt that it was about time that we look at a gap in the market, and we felt that women in sport is something that we can get involved in. You know, if I think back of some of the guys that have worked before me in SPAR, their vision was to empower women and our future consumers. You know, I've been to some of these games, and I mean, it's amazing and incredible the amount of work that you know, sportswomen put into being moms and wives and sisters and all of that, and they still do sports because, you know, they obviously can't afford to be full-time sportsmen sometimes, or sportswomen rather. And you know, they're almost role models in the communities, and that's what SPAR is about. So if you look at our purpose, SPAR's purpose is to inspire people to do and be more, and we believe that by us investing in women in sport, we're inspiring those women to do and be more, and hopefully, young kids can be inspired by them one day to be responsible citizens and contribute positively towards South Africa.
You're absolutely correct, and do more and be more. That's such a good mantra to have, and I'm so, you know, I've had the conversation with representatives from SPAR in the past, and every time I speak to you guys, it's off the back of something good that you've done again in the women's game or across, you know, the various things and businesses that you're involved in. Let's talk on a personal note. I mean, for you as someone who works as marketing executive for SPAR, what does this award mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, you know, I said that earlier on in the when we got to the awards function, I said, you know, it's not about winning. It's about us coming together as community leaders and people in the community honoring our athletes. So, you know, even if we didn't win the award, I think it would have been fine because, you know, it's not about the award for us. But in saying that, I was kind of nervous sitting there waiting for the award to be announced, and I don't know why, because I didn't feel like, you know, but in essence, I was really nervous, and I kind of like my palms were sweating, and I was waiting for us to get through the nominees, and they were quite good nominees along with SPAR, so we weren't guaranteed of winning, obviously, and it was nervous. But on a personal note, I think, you know, we're very proud of it. I think I'm proud of the team. I mean, you know, a lot of times we don't recognize and see the work that's been done after hours. So a lot of the team at the office, the sponsorship team, they do a lot of work after hours, personal time, weekends, etc., to get involved in some of the sports, because most of the sports are played over weekends, or they played in this case in isolated bubbles and you know, we've got to work around COVID now. So it's a lot difficult. And I think that's just recognition for them. And I'm proud to lead them. And I think, you know, this just motivates them and motivates me as well to say, okay, how can we now get better? What can we do more? How do we get more involved in grassroots level sports? How do we get women, how do we get the brand to help women in sports? And I think that's what's amazing. And yeah, we'll continue to strive and hopefully we can reach more and more young girls and boys in sports, but obviously specifically now for women in sport. But I mean, I think we are not looking just at netball and running. You know, any opportunities that they are, we would look at it. And if it's in line with our strategy and what we want to do, I think we must get involved and use our resources. And I like the MEC said on the day of the function, she said, you know, corporate South Africa needs to get a bit more involved. And I think that's so true in some cases that we need to start plowing back a bit. And we try our very best to get involved as much as possible.
Yeah, Mr. Rajagopal, everything considered, COVID-19 and everything that this year and the past year have become, how do you plan to improve in terms of what you've already done? And I suppose improvement is not even the word because you've done exceptionally well as SPAR already. But how do you plan to maybe do better than you've done before?
Yeah, I think for us, obviously, we've got to follow all the protocols that are in place and set by the government. Mm. But we're gonna continue to not just stop doing what we're doing. And you'll see this year we're gonna be having a virtual race coming up towards the middle of the year. We continue to support the netball that's happening in Pretoria and in Johannesburg. And as long as it's within the rules of what's happening around COVID, I think we need to be responsible. But at the same time, we can't stop living our lives normally to a point, you know. And I think it's nice because we get creative and we get a bit more, it's a bit more harder work maybe in some cases, but it's actually quite nice because we become more creative in the way we set up events and how we get involved with certain teams, etc. So I think it's, you know, COVID, as negative as it has been, it also expanded us, you know, from a work point of view and us, just stretched us a little bit to think of it differently. And how can we turn this thing on its head and still be involved in the community and see SPAR as a brand as looking after the community. That's our goal. So I think if I think about the next year, that's definitely what we're going to do. You just look for more innovation coming through. How are we going to support people? How are we going to support women in sports? And that's it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the phone line with us, Mr. Rajagopal. And congratulations once again on this amazing achievement. And we wish you all the best as SPAR going forward in all your work.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And it was really nice to speak to you and your listeners. So take care and God bless.
Thank you so much. You too. That's Ralph Rajagopal there.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.